Green Geeks is the web host I use for my website, thebiggamehunter.us. I've used them now for a few years. They do terrific work, and I've worked with some of the larger, more well-known web hosts and hated the support experience. Green Geeks makes so much easy for me by handling things behind the scenes, I should say, so that I don't have to worry about them. Now, they're running a special through April. Translated, if you take a 3-year bundle, it's $249 per month amateurized, which is nothing. And if you go for 1 year, it's like $495. So I like them a lot. I want to encourage you, if you have a website and you've been thinking about making a change, use the link in the show notes. It will change your experience of web hosting. And we'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is brought to you by Fiverr.com. That's the word five with two R's after it.com. Fiverr is a site for freelance work. You can hire freelancers to do a variety of things for you. You can be a freelancer on it as well and experiment with the site to see whether what you want to be doing professionally outside of the rat race, outside of your full-time job, is viable. It's basically a site where they'll do the billing and collection for you and pay you it once they've received the money. In addition, if you want to hire people like I do for book editing, transcriptions, and such, very inexpensive, and I've had very good work for me. So again, it's Fiverr.com. You can use the link in the show notes. Frankly, you'll get a good deal from it if you do that. Now, let's get going. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2109. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Monday morning. Monday. Welcome to Monday morning. I'm feeling great. And I'll just simply say today's show is one that relates to branding, about owning your own identity, because so often people only position themselves in the context of their current firm, and they don't think about their own identity and their own branding. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give the show an honest review wherever you listen to it. And I'll just simply say, I love helping you folks, and I hope you subscribe if you're not already subscribed. And the show comes out 5 days a week with advice that's good anywhere in the world. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment. If you're going to start a business for yourself, a side hustle or an actual all-out business, it's important that you set yourself up the correct way for tax purposes. Incorporate.com, great service. I used it myself to start my business many years ago. It will allow you to set up a C-Corp, an S-Corp, an LLC, or a nonprofit all through the web. They'll answer questions for you. They're not, you know, legal experts. You should have one of your own, but they make the process of setting up a business very easy. So use the link in the show notes to go to incorporate.com. It will help you a lot. And we'll be back in just one moment.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I thought I would talk about business cards today because I've seen some great examples recently, and it kind of reminded me that business cards are not the stale things that they once were. You know, mine, for example, yes, they have the traditional picture of me on it, but they also are, in my particular case, I went for a strong two-sided card look. So it's in a dark color with my logo on it, emblazoned on it very strongly. You don't have to go for the same look, but cards have really changed a lot from the time that they were white with Times New Roman print.
There are now even resume business cards that are basically fold-out versions of your resume. Obviously, the fonts are smaller than they'd be in a regular document, but you could have not just simply a front and a back. They can be almost 4 to 6 folds and contain your resume. I'm not endorsing that, but it becomes a way that you can give your resume to someone easily. But the traditional personal business card these days is far superior to getting one from your employer. Yes, the one from your employer is free, but what happens when you change jobs? Suddenly all your contact information is useless. So think of having your own card, and the card should include, an image of you, or if you're in a graphic field, a great graphic of you and the image. It has your contact information as you would be known. So, my legal name is Jeffrey Altman. I do use a middle initial S, but, I go by Jeff Altman, the big game hunter. It includes a phone number. The best one to reach you at. Don't include your employer number. Use your mobile number, because that's going to follow you should you decide to move. Your personal email address. I'm not a big fan of the mailing address. I think it's irrelevant these days because so few people actually mail something to someone. But think in terms of the profession that you're in, maybe using a QR code on the back, or if you choose to leave it blank, it becomes a place where someone could write something. But if you don't want a QR code, you can have a link to your LinkedIn profile, an online website for you, your portfolio. It should be an easy to look at, easy to read item. If you're branding yourself, and if that's your goal and you already developed the brand with a certain look to it, you want the card to support that brand. Don't have it be something completely different. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that when you're handing out a card, you're not promoting the bank, investment firm, manufacturer, or whatever company it is that you're working for. You want to make sure that you're promoting you. You and you alone, because at the end of the day, you want people to be able to reach you no matter what the year is. If they're looking for help and you want them to reach out to you no matter what the year is, in case they have an opportunity for you.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there, take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me, and that is put in your phone thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question. I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!